Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a tale of two fire departments.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The fire protection you get often depends on how much your community can afford to pay for it. In small towns with limited tax bases, volunteer fire departments are stretched thin. All week, we're looking into how this system works and doesn't for Ohio communities. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Fire Captain Mike Feig slides open the doors of a fire engine to reveal shelves packed to the brim with tools.
So this is all our auto extrication equipment. These are new tools that we got. This is what's called the
Located in a wealthy suburb of Cleveland, Gates Mills Fire Department has a budget of around $400,000 a year. That gives the station enough wiggle room to purchase the top-of-the-line equipment we're looking at and to pay a firefighter to staff the station during the weekends. Still, even his department has to save up to replace one of their aging engines. The cost of a fire truck has surged to seven digits. He gestures to the newest engine in his fleet.
If we said we want to duplicate this truck right now, that exact truck, build us a new one, it's almost double the cost.
Gates Mills is like the majority of Ohio communities in that it can't afford to pay for the salaries for a full-time crew of firefighters. So they, along with 70% of Ohio's departments, rely on volunteers. For rural departments with small populations and little tax money, it often means stretching shoestring budgets dangerously thin. Affluent suburbs like Gates Mills have the financial advantage of a bigger tax base. But Ohio Fire Marshal Kevin Reardon says providing fire service has become expensive even for the most well-off.
Fire levies traditionally are no-brainers. You don't even have to campaign. They just pass. But now we've got that problem of people simply can't afford it.
Ed McKee, fire chief at Bell Valley Volunteer Fire Department, is preparing to put on a sausage breakfast fundraiser when I meet him in rural Noble County.
Columbus can get anything they want. Down here, we have to fight for everything we get.
McKee is expected to protect his sprawling rural community with $58,000, less than an American's annual average wage. McKee relies on nearby businesses to donate oil to heat his station, and he keeps the department's main engine on the road for longer than the National Fire Protection Agency recommends.
It's rural Ohio. I mean, it ain't by the book, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
These shortcuts are the only ways departments like McKee's can survive. But they can have devastating consequences. Two volunteer firefighters in rural Southwest Ohio died in 2023, repairing a radio tower on their own. Ohio Fire Marshal Reardon attended their funerals.
They didn't do anything that any other volunteer fire department in this state wouldn't have done, given the same circumstance. They're trying to stretch their budget. Didn't want to go to their trustees and ask for $1,000 to put this antenna up there when they can do it themselves.
Volunteer firefighters are constantly making these calculations. Which piece of gear should they apply for a grant to replace? Should they hire a grant writer or take time away from training to do it themselves? Bell Valley's coverage area and call volume is growing, and their financial situation means they can't hire part-time staff. That can mean even longer response times for emergency situations. And unlike Gates Mills, they have no nearby career departments to pick up the slack.
You know, I look down the road 10 years from now, what's Bell Valley Fire Department going to be? It's scary. It's very scary.
It's hard to imagine a future when it feels like it relies on how many sausage patties they can flip. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Noble County.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Tomorrow, we'll look at what it means to fight fires with far less training than career departments.